T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, Chef Dominique Crenn. Chef, bonne année, happy new year.
Oh, bonne et heureuse année, mon petit Liam. Hello, everyone.
It's a new year, a fresh start. The new year, for me, I know me, it's about cleansing, it's about renewal, it's about a new attitude and gratitude. Where are you sitting at the beginning of this year? Where is your head, your space, your heart, your soul? Where are you now?
Well, it's basically the same thing, you know. Life is movement, you know, and life is a continuation of things that you have learned before, that you have reflect on, and it's not just about you, but it's about the ecosystem that you're living in, and doing everything that you can to just live in the present in the best you can at your best ability. But understanding that what you do today is gonna be beautiful for tomorrow. So that's I'm like you, you know.
Now matters. Did you have a good holiday?
And an amazing holiday. You know, it's the last 2 years. I think it's been a lot of. First of all, it's been a very difficult for a lot of people all over the world. It's been hard for, especially to my industry, and we're coming out of it, and it's been nice to be able to spend a little bit of time with the family and to just understand that life is very precious, and to not take anything for granted. And you know, material things or money is one thing, but yourself is everything.
And I know you know more than anyone, and I know too, health matters.
Health matters, you know.
You good?
I'm amazing, yes.
You are so amazing. I am feeling it.
You're getting almost on 2 years, you know, cancer-free, baby.
That makes me so happy, Dom. Yeah. It really does.
And you know what life is? If life take me today or tomorrow, is a great life. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm good. Take care of yourself, you know, take care of your loved one, you know, and feed yourself with things that are good for you, you know. Forget about, you know, just start to take care of really you matter. Not anybody else matter. You matter first, you know.
Because if you're not good, if your house is not good, if your house is not in order, the rest of everything around you is not going to be in a healthy place.
And then, you know, obviously we live in a world where politics, greediness, nastiness, egoness is all over the place, you know. And those people don't interest me. I just want to do the right thing for myself, for my family, for my loved one, also for my team, you know. And at the end of the day, you know, life is short, you know. How do you want to live your life? This is your choice. You want to live your life and you want to, sorry to say that, try to fuck over everyone around you? Or you want to live your life where it's all about love and caring and giving back? That's what's important, you know.
You've already filled my heart, Dom. You've already filled my heart. This year, 2023, is going to be a big, big year for Crenn, the Crenn Dining Group. I feel it. I know it. Let's talk about things locally, all around us right here. Atelier Crenn, Bar Crenn. There are workmen and women, designers. A lot is happening here. Let's start with Atelier Kren right here, what can we look forward to? What are you most excited about as you look to your vision for Atelier Kren just around the corner here?
Well, I think it was very exciting. So, you know, Atelier Kren was opened in 2011. And this year, at the end of the year, we thought about, you know, we had to reflect a lot about who we were yesterday and what we have become today and what will be the tomorrow that will reflect, you know, the movement and the thoughtfulness and the consciousness that we've been, you know, really, really working with, you know. And for me, it was about, you talk about cleansing. So it's a kind of a cleansing. So yeah, we're redoing everything here. And we also focusing on the time and place where we are, celebrating California and less is more. And also have a lot of fun, you know.
You have fun?
Always, every day. I wake up in the morning and I'm like pinching myself. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I come here, they put my music on, you know. You can hear Whitney Houston singing all over the place.
She's always ready to dance with you.
And then also, you know, building this company with amazing people that have been with me for a long time. Juan Contreras, 17 years together. My pastry chef, Maxime Larquet, that also wants to become, you know, he's going to be becoming a partner. He's amazing. And I want to give back to the people that have done the work, you know, and create a company where it's not about me. It's about everyone, and everybody is a part of it. So Atelier Kren is reopening in February 7th.
Yeah.
And the menus focus on the time and place where we are, the history of California, the farm, doing things, you know, obviously it's still pescatarian.
Mm-hmm. And is it Bluebell Farm? So
Bluebell Farm, yes.
Procuring from your own farm in Sonoma.
Yes, matter of fact, it's been floated for the last few days. Yeah, it's crazy. It's
going to be one of my questions, because I know Sonoma and Napa, all around us, we're all being hit here. We need the rain. We're getting a big dump all at once.
Yeah, I can share some picture. Like it's, and what we need to also understand where we face those struggles, that is because of us.
Yeah.
How we living this world right now, you know, climate change. I mean, it's not climate change anymore. Mm. It's climate crisis right now.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that we have been, you know, taking, of course, you know, we are suffering from it. So now it's what can we do to make things better? You know, our farm is regenerative, you know.
Yeah.
And then we really invested into the soil and all that. So, yes, it's flooded, but it's going to be okay, you know.
But we need to give back more.
Yeah,
we need
absolutely
to be more conscious about what we're doing and the role we're playing, all of us.
Every day when you wake up in the morning, ask yourself what you're going to do with $5 in your pocket. How are you going to spend that money?
Yeah.
And everything, you know, spending, eating, doing anything you do, it's always an act of activism. So you have to make sure, you know that the things that you're doing now is going to is gonna affect something.
Yeah.
Do you want to do positive affect, or
sure,
do you want to, you know, it's all finding the balance and also, you know, I don't know, and then work together, you know, and making sure that your neighbor and have also what they need, you know, that your community also have what they need, and work with your community, work together. And the way that we're going to change the world or change the, it's not about the politic power and all that, it's about where you are and the people that's surrounding you, you know, and we are very lucky in San Francisco and in California. And a lot of people say, well, San Francisco, this and that. You know what? We cook for 2 years for the homeless population.
Yeah.
Amazing people. And we have to give back to them, and because they are a part of the community, and we have to work with them, you know. And sometimes as chefs, you know, I'm asking people, you know, if you are in a food and beverage, if you are in the hospitality, it's called hospitality.
Yeah.
Give back. You know?
And every homeless person has a story.
Absolutely.
Few people are born there. things happen, things go wrong, people take a left turn and end up on the streets.
Yeah.
But they have a story, and they matter, and they are part of our community.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a beautiful... I mean, I feel so grateful that I was welcome here in California, you know, and...
It was a smile.
Yeah. No, but it's just, you know, it's been difficult, you know, but, you know, we're very excited to be able to you know, we have a community of people at the restaurant. Is they're from everywhere. And just hearing the story about, you know, how's your kid, you know, like, what did you do? You know, like hearing, like, having them a part of us, you know, and we would not be here today without those people.
They are your family, I know that. We have to talk about Bar Kren. So when will Bar Kren open, and what can we expect to see in the reimagined Bar Kren?
Well, Bar Kren's going to reopen in the same time that Atelier Kren's going to open. Still, you know, testing menu, little bite, but, you know, I just got to like a license.
Oh. So did you say you have a liquor license?
A liquor license. And so we've been developing... we've been working and developing a lot of really interesting cocktail. We work a lot with the farm. I just got a beautiful machine. It's an extractor. So we're going to do a lot of fun things. And I just came out also with a non-alcoholic wine called Pétanque.
Pétanque, I love to play that. Now we can drink it.
Amazing. So I think there is a lot of things. And, of course, we working with a small... a producer and winemaker and you know, all of this it's all about bringing another community with it, you know, so have fun. And then, you know, since I was a little girl, I always loved vinyl, you know.
Do you remember your first record?
I do remember my first record. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na, baby, Kiss.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Wow, you're part of the Kiss Army.
Yeah, I'm
Chef Kren, what?
Yeah. Kiss, the Bee Gees, Villa Lobo, Stan Getz, classical, a lot of classical, a lot of, obviously, Charles Aznavour, Barbara, you know, Dalida, all those French things. The Beatles. I remember my godmother... brought me this record, and it was like AC/DC. I was like, what is this? And and I used to be alone in my room outside of Paris and close the door and like sing and put the music and singing in front. I don't know, I was singing in front of nobody, but like I always wanna that space, and that's what I'm putting there, you know.
So there'll be great food, there'll be great cocktails, of course great wine always, but there'll be vinyl, there'll be music, it'll be a vibe, it'll be an extension of you.
An extension of me, and obviously everything is done with love and attention and elegance, but we want people to feel I'm really opening my home. This time it's been my home. But I'm doing this the way I want to do it. And what's just been incredible, you know, I work on the menu that this movie that just came out.
Le Menu, or The Menu.
The Menu.
Ralph Fiennes as the chef.
As the chef.
Some say loosely based, perhaps, in part on Chef Thomas Keller. Maybe a little bit of the attitude, a tiny bit. But I know the food inspired... You were such a big part of that. You were the culinary inspiration of what we see in the movie... Hashtag food porn, because every single shot is sexy. It's you.
You can eat it too. But, you know, I met Ethan, was a set designer. Amazing guy. And what happened that Ethan is his best friend with Maria. I mean, he was just like all the connection. And I looked at him and I said, I love what you did on the set here. Do you want to redo my restaurant? And he looked at me, he's like, oh my God, it's been my dream to work with you. And he's never done anything in the restaurant. So here you go. It's all about coming together, artists coming together, mind coming together, beauty coming together, and just create something really amazing.
And Chef, as we close, that's the beauty of you. When you invite someone for a seat at the table, it's amazing how those connections come about, how things come full circle. You open your door, you invite someone in, they open a door for you. I mean, look at this. You work on this film, and now the designer from the movie is now redesigning, reimagining through you, Barkerang.
Well,
how cool.
You know, the thing is kindness and listening to others and curiosity also go so much farther than we think. And sometimes, I think for a long time, we had forgotten how to commune to the others. Yeah. You know, we have forgotten how to commune with nature. Yeah. We have to forgotten to commune with people that we know, people that we love. Everybody's on their phone, text. Mm-hmm. There is no phone call. There is no, I'm not going to write. You know, it's like we have to go back to the human touch. The lessening of the other story. You know, the way that we're going to know our own story is to listen and listen to other people's story. Because everybody is different. And everybody has a story. And I think that's very important to do that. And that allows us also to evolve as a human, you know. Like today I post on Instagram the older kind of human in Africa, like the ancestor, you know. Nobody talk about this.
No. And from whence we came, those who came before us, who led the way.
Lead the way. You know, we have to really celebrate the people that have done things. You know, maybe today you and I put the seed in the soil. Maybe we're not going to see the tree and the leaves, but the next generation is going to see that. Yeah. We are the bridge for the next generation, and we have to continue this, you know. With our children, we have to help them to understand that. And if we just leave, just to leave, we have a purpose, and the purpose is there's a reason why we're here. So let's have fun. Let's drink, let's dance, let's eat good food, let's take care of each other, but let's not destroy what we're living on. Let's love it and you know.
Listen, I love you, for Christ's sake. And I'm glad in this beginning of the year I got to have a few minutes with you.
We can talk about other things if you want.
This is so beautiful. We have to talk about something you're doing beyond the Bay Area. And what I love about you is you planted yourself here. And everything you have done has been here. But back in France, in Paris, something exciting is happening. This is new for you. It's exciting for the Karen Group. And this may be breaking food news, everybody. What's happening in Paris with you this year?
We are... Oh, it's amazing. It's been just a beautiful journey. And I'm bringing California to Paris, the city. And I'm bringing love. Global vibration. I'm bringing things. You know that this state gave me for like 30 years, and I want to share that with the Parisian, and that's what we're doing. So we're opening a place called Golden Poppy.
Golden Poppy.
Yeah, it's the indigenous, you know, as you know, flowers of California. Yeah. And it's also grow on the farm, and it's really a token of love, and I hope that the Parisians gonna also welcome that, but with all the philosophy and all the ethos of Atelier Crane and Bar Crane and Petit Crane, you know, for things all about love, humanity, no waste, no plastic, purpose, you know. But it was fun. So a little restaurant downstairs and a little speakeasy upstairs.
When can we go? When is it open? And where is it?
It's opening in April, my birthday, by the way. And don't ever give me wine or a cookbook for my birthday, okay? But you can give me a vinyl, though. Yeah. You know, that'd be nice.
Vinyl? Okay, yeah, now you know, kids. Vinyl. Send some vinyl to Chef Crane.
That'd be great. Vinyl for Bar Crane. That'd be amazing. You know, whatever, you know, and then we play it here.
Dig through your collections.
And then, so it's going to be in the 9 arrondissement in a new hotel called La Fantaisie and Golden Poppy. And We have work on the menu. The menu is, you know, we've done a lot of work for the last 6-7 months, and hopefully, yes, here you go. Paris, Paris, j'arrive.
Paris, Paris. Dominique, so good to see you, Chef, Iron Chef. I finally got to watch Iron Chef. Of all people, I should have been the first to turn on the TV. But I did over the holidays and saw you.
It was fun.
I mean, you gave Curtis Stone, you gave me a bit of a...
Curtis Duffy.
Curtis Duffy. Yeah. Chef Duffy, a bit of a spanking.
A French spanking on a little boy from Illinois.
Sur le derrière.
But, you know, it's all fun, you know. It's all fun. And it just has been such a... So grateful to be able to work with... Curtis has a talent. I mean, he's so talented. And all those people that have done that. So it's all fun, you know. I think I want to... Life is not a competition. You know, food is not competition, and you don't want to be the best for others. Be the best for yourself, and that's the competition where it is. It's not about trying to impress others. It's about doing the right thing for yourself, and people will come and care for you and love you, and that's what it is, you know.
I'm taking those words to heart. I love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'll let you have the final word to your friends, your followers, your fans.
Just be kind and keep fucking dancing. Okay.
I'm sending some Whitney Houston vinyl for sure. Friends, Chef Dominique Crenn, exciting things. February, the place to be. Atelier Crenn, Bar Crenn. Petit Crenn is right now in the middle of some pop-ups. If you're lucky enough, maybe sold out.
It's all the Crenn essentials. So what we wanted to bring, we brought the best of Atelier Crenn and Bar Crenn to Petit Crenn and have people, because it's kind of the last menu, and now we're going to a new story, you know.
So the greatest hits of Bar Crenn, Atelier Crenn at Petit Crenn, and the greatest hits of the world's greatest musicians on vinyl at the soon-to-open Bar Crenn. It's all full circle. We see you in Paris around your birthday month later in the year.
And thank you so much. And I don't like to apologize, but I'm going to apologize for using a lot of F word. But that's the first word that I learned when I moved to United States. So what the fuck?
thank you very much.
Okay,
merci beaucoup.
Okay, au revoir, merci.
Merci, chef. Friends, do yourself a favor. More on all things Crenn. You'll find it at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Cocktail, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.